Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family-serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana. And their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God.
Maybe outside of it, where there could be personal stuff. Sometimes he can do it, and sometimes he won't. It depends on how he favors each and every one of us. And God's favor ain't fair. God will bless whom he chooses to bless. How can you be blessed every day and I struggle? Well, God's favor ain't fair. Look at all of those brothers that Jacob had, and yet God chose Joseph, and he favored Joseph. His father favored him. When we think about what God is doing, he favors those whom he chooses to favor. When we think about what God is doing, he is waking us up, because when we are in his word, Psalm 119 and 105 says, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. His word, not yours, but his word. His word lightens our path. That fire which guided the children of Israel lit their path. It kept them warm sometime, Brother Gabe, but that word, that fire also allowed them to see things. And when the cloud moved, they moved. And sometime at night when the fire was there, it gave them direction as well. So the Lord is telling each and every one of us that my word is a lamp unto your feet and a light unto my path. My word. Who is the word? In the beginning was y'all gonna preach after a while, because what I give you is the word of God. My word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto thy path. Jesus said, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. When you are hooked up with Jesus, he said, I am the light of the world. And when you are hooked up in Jesus, he gives us more, so much more, the abundances of more, so much that you can't even hold it out, because the Lord says, I am the way. Secondly, you and I need to be sensitive to the word, sensitive to the Holy Spirit. In John 16:13, it said, howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth, for he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. Holy Spirit is tough. The Holy Spirit indwell each and every one of us, and he is tough. He get out stuff that we don't even know we're holding on to. The Holy Spirit is drawing us closer to the Lord, and we thought we were already close to the Lord. That's some stuff within us the Holy Spirit is working on that we didn't even know we were carrying. The Holy Spirit is getting down on the inside of us, but you don't know my story, but God knows your story. And the Holy Spirit, which is the comforter, it comes on the inside of us, making us right and acceptable to God. When we wake up in the morning, you and I have the Holy Spirit to guide us every day, helping us to navigate through our daily tasks, taking us around the obstacles that could have delayed or hindered us. Have you ever said, I don't know why I came this way? And then you find out someone needed your help. Holy Spirit is taking you the direction. Not long ago, Sister Matthews and I were just riding around. We were coming from somewhere, and we said, let's just run by the church. And Sister Jones was right over there trying to get out of her car. And she said later, I had been praying for somebody to come and help. And the pastor just happened to be in the neighborhood at a time that I wasn't even supposed to be here. And something told me, let's go by the church first before we go home. And when we went by the church, there was somebody who needed help. The Holy Spirit is guiding us. The Holy Spirit is directing us. The Holy Spirit is leading us. Don't go around folks that don't have the Spirit of God in them, because they will lead you down a pathway of destruction. The Holy Spirit leads us, and we need to be sensitive to the direction. Thirdly, when we are being guided by the Lord, we need to wait for His timing. Isaiah 64:4. For since the beginning of the world, men have not heard, not perceived by the ear, neither have the eyes seen, O God, beside thee, what He hath prepared for him that waited for Him. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. There are times in our fast-paced life that we get ahead of God, and it is during those times that God is not leading us. We get ahead of God and we all to delay or stop what God is doing. The children of Israel were just like that. They could have had all that they wanted in a short length of time had they just waited on God's timing. In order for you and I to know God's plan in our life, we need to spend time with Him. Anybody spend time with the Lord this morning? I know this is a Sunday morning, and I know this is a worship service, but we've got to learn to spend some time with God. We've got to learn to spend some time in His Word. Even if you just get the book and read one chapter or a scripture and you meditate on it, we've got to learn to spend some time with the Lord, because when you start spending time with the Lord starts speaking to you. When you start opening up His Word, He will start revealing to you so much more. When you start meditating and talking to Him, He starts talking back to you. And that would make us unusual, and that's what make us different. The reason we can't do what God wants us to do is that we have a disconnect, because we have not spent enough time with the Lord. You can't spend time with the Lord and act the same way you act. You can't spend time with the Lord and keep doing the same thing you're doing. You can't spend time with the Lord and still feel the way you feel. When you spend time with the Lord spends time with you. Fourthly, when we are being guided by the Lord, we need to walk when our way is not clear. We need to walk when our way is not clear. Proverbs 3:5-6 tell us to trust in the Lord with all thy heart, and lean not to thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy path. Every now and then, I don't understand where I go. I didn't understand why the Lord sent me to California. I sure didn't understand why He brought me to Louisiana. But when you trust the Lord and lean not to your own understanding, the Lord has a purpose and a plan for what He have in your life. All we have to do is trust in Him and be steadfast, unmovable. And the Lord says, I will reveal to you in time what I have in store for you. All the time I was in Dallas, all I wanted to be was a good deacon. Didn't even get to be a good deacon. I was on trial to be a good deacon. And when I told the pastor I wasn't hearing the word, the pastor said, Mathis, from now on, when they count the money, they counted so much money, whenever we finished counting the money, the pastor was giving a benediction when all of the deacons came out. And so I went to the pastor and I said, I don't hear your word anymore. He says, from now on, you don't have to go back there with them. You stay in the church and hear what I have to say. And it was shortly after that that I became called. I was called into the ministry. And that was 30-some years ago, almost 40 years ago. Timing. God had a purpose and a plan. When we trust in the Lord, he will take us places. When I was in Dallas, I never thought about coming to Louisiana. Since I've been in Louisiana, I've been all over the world. I've been all through the Caribbean. I've been in Rome, Italy. God has given me ministry that I thought I would never have. Why? Now he's got me on the radio sharing all over the country now. Why? Because God's timing. There may not be large numbers in this house, but the Lord says, I've got something better because you don't see what I'm up to. Sometimes we look around and we look in that physical thing, and God says, I'm not overly concerned about physical stuff. It's the spiritual stuff that I'm after. And when you have a spiritual relationship with the Lord, you are on the right path. When we see what God is doing, he has commanded us as he did Joshua. For it says, I have not commanded you. He says, have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Have I not commanded you? I didn't know my destiny, but the Lord knew my destiny. I didn't know my path, but the Lord knew my path. And he said, be strong and courageous, because every now and then there will be obstacles and there will be heal. But the Lord said, be strong and courageous. Two words, strong and courageous. Don't knuckle in. Don't throw in the white towel. Don't abandon the ship. I need you to be strong and I need you to be courageous, because I have a purpose and I have a plan for your life. David said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. When you are with the Lord, you are on the winning side and the winning team. My brothers and sisters, when we trust in the Lord, we are on the right course, and the Lord is guiding us into eternal life. As I close, Jesus came into this world not only to save us, but to guide and direct us into the kingdom of God. And when we are following his word, he will lead us into the presence of the Lord. The doors of the church open. If you're here this morning and the Lord has spoken to your heart, you may come as a candidate of baptism, or you may come with a letter of recommendation, or you may come under Christian experience. Jesus said, I stand at the door and knock. He's been knocking on the doors of our heart for generations. And if the Lord is speaking to your heart today, will you come? Today,
thank you for tuning in to Paradise Ministry. We pray something said today has encouraged you in your personal relationship with the Lord. If you would like to have a copy of this message, you can email us at antiochmathis@bellsouth.net, or you can send a love offering of $8 to Paradise Ministry, P.O. Box 281, Woodworth, Louisiana, 71485. As always, we hope to see you in church.
K-A-Y-T, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9.
There's something special on the inside of you, and it's time for you to manifest. There's purpose, there's goals, there's ministry, there's a calling. And it's time for you to become everything.